Balak ben Tzipor saw everything that Yisrael did to the Amori. So the Medrash over here says, Noyach lahem l'rishayim sheyiyu sumim. It would be better off for the Rishayim if they would be blind. L'fisheinayim evi Yisrael li'aylam. Because their eyes bring bad to the world. Shenemar, Vayar Balak, it says Vayar Balak, and with his Riyah he brought bad to the world. By Chum, it says Vayar Chum, and what happened? Chum, Knaa, Neved Lavadim, he did a terrible thing. So Shach Zatzal asks, is it the eyes that did the terrible thing? Is the Rishis of the Rashis, and Mushkus and Midas, over, what is the meaning of the Riyah? The marker is in the rishis of the Rasha. Like, why does the Medrash stress over here that it's the Riyah that causes churban to the world? So Rashab says, "Ain nachinami." It's zikr the rishis of the person. It's zikr his terrible character and his hashkosas amidas. But Chazal came to tell us something over here. How vait, how sakonedik the Riyah of Rasha is to the world. Because with his bad outlook, with his mushlidik outlook, it's perverted. It's negev edover for all of his taivas, and then he comes to affect others because of his bad outlook on life. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, right? What was his riyah? His riyah was that Chai Yisrael was going to take him over. If he would have looked the right way, in an objective manner, Shalom Vayir Gozon Chilach Hazeshu Kloshes, there's a Bayre Yoylam, maybe he should have come closer to Chai Yisrael or whatever. So if his riyah would have been from a proper perspective, then he could have done good things. It's because the Riyah is on the wrong side that now he wanted to bring Hashkasa to Klal Yisrael, he wanted to bring Hashkasa to the world. If Klal Yisrael is ruined, then the world cannot have a Kiyom. The Sayyid Dabra was that to a certain degree they were Masliach against Klal Yisrael, as we'll see a little bit later on. Same with Chum. Chum grew up in a Sviva of Nayach, right? Over his Riyah, his outlook. He had Gamsa Cheshmainis. He says that if Nayach has a different son, so then it's going to take away from my Yerusha. It's a perverted kind of a Riyah, and the perverted kind of a Riyah, you see today, you don't have to go further than the politics today. You see the krumkeiten of liberals, the krumkeiten of those that don't have shaykhs to Torah, that they used to be azoy krum, and now they're like totally meshuggah, totally off the deep end. That's the Riyah, that's their outlook on life, because the outlook on life comes from a perspective of selfishness, a perspective of taiva, and the mele is that that brings churban to the rabbi. Goes up to Rabshach. Vayishlach malachim el Bilam ben Ba'ar Psayra. So Rashi says over here, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu rest his shechina on a goy, a rasha, like Bilam? So he said, because Lo said Lava, the goy is going to come with the taiva. He gave the Yidden Moshe Rabbeinu. If he would have given us a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, then, you know, perhaps we would have been a lot better than we are. So now he gave them Bilam. Take a look. He had Bilam. So the Pashtub Shat is that Bilam was supposed to be their Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He was supposed to guide them. But if that's the Pshat, then the Kasha comes back again. You know, this is going to be the answer to the Pisgah Pev, the Goyim, I gave you Bilam instead of Moshe, like, what's the Pshat? There's numerous truths from the Pesach. We've spoken about this in the past. The Rebbe Rehunim Pshischeh, he said over a Pshat based on a Maisa that happened with him. He says one time he was suffering terribly with his eyes. So he went to the biggest doctors. He finally found the biggest doctor who checked him out. And he said, I don't have an eitz of you. I don't have a tzitzis shver matzv. I don't have an eitz of you. However, I know a fellow that works with, you know, zgula de kezach, and, you know, hocus pocus de kind of zach, and he's been known to cure people. So the Rebbeinu said like this. He said, Mem smikir adin, everybody should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that cures. He's the roifei chayim. Narvaz. Merapi, Yerapi. Hashem gave Rishus that a regular Roife could be Merapi. And I have to try Alpiderech HaTeva. So Kozman, it could work Alpiderech HaTeva and the doctors have something for me. Okay, fine. But if the doctors say that the only way to do this is Derech Zgula, so I have to go to some guy, I can go to the Koshner Tzemach, he's the biggest Masbul in the belt, I might as well go to him. Right? This is what he said to this doctor. Jameli said with that, he says, the Kohen didn't believe in anything spiritual, they didn't believe in anything L'mayla min HaTeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Bilam, and they latched on to Bilam HaZayki Dibayi. So that's already the time that if you're already latching on to a Bilam, and you already believe in things that are L'mayla min HaTeva, so when you go that route for, you already have a Moshe Rabbeinu. Memeila, if you're not going in that direction, it's fine. Oh, but if you're going in that direction of L'mayla min HaTeva, so you're settling for that. Kozman, you didn't believe in anything that's L'mayla min HaTeva, fine. But once you believe in spirituality, like what you settle for that for, now it's Taka Taina. You could have gone to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not the pshat that Bilam was the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, even with Bilam, they should see that there are Kaychas L'mayla min HaTeva. And once they believe in that, now there's a time that you should have gone to Moshe Rabbeinu. You should have followed in the teachings of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayokam Bilam Babayker, Vayachav Vashes Arsoinai, Vayelech Msorei Mayim. Bilam got up in the morning, and he saddled his donkey, and he went with the Sorei Mayim, so Rashi. Mikan Shahasinah Mikalkela says Ashur. Maybe you see that Sina, his mouth could be Goyrim to be Mikal. Shechov Shuma Atzma, he did it himself with his reasons. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi, Kfar Kidmucha Avram Avigel. Avram Avinu already came before you. Shenemar, Vayashkem Avram, Baboiker Vayach Vashas Chamoiri. You think it's going to be a kitchuk against them because you're going to saddle your Chamoir? He already did it first for Shem Mitzvah. So the Mephoshim ask a Kasha, why do we need the Schus of Avram Avinu over here to offset the Kilkul of Bilam? Bilam's going with Varadeir. He's gone. He's a Zoriz to curse Klal Yisrael. So that's a Besekitrit against Klal Yisrael. Well, what's the pshat? So the Kedush Yerim says a pshat that the same way we find, and the Meschofetz Chaim says the same pshat, the Yaakov Avinu said, in love and garati, the Tariyak Mitzvah Shamarati, v'loy lomadati mimaisav haroim. If you already said the Tariyak Mitzvah Shamarati, well, you have to be maisav v'loy lomadati, so the Chofetz Chaim said, Yaakov was saying it because he was a taina on himself. I didn't learn from Lavan. I didn't learn. I saw the zrizas that he did for his avodah, and I didn't learn from that. I should have taken the limud that if he does that for his avodah zaris, then kal v'chaim, I should take it for my avodah Hashem. So Yaakov Avinu said it because he was a taina on himself. So Zokter Chedushi Arim, it might be that if Bilam goes with his visas, it might be a time against the B'nai Yisrael. Look at what he does. You know, you should have done the same thing. So Hashem said that the B'nai Yisrael really have it in their genes. Avraham Avinu did it way back then. Zosn Shmeinen, that it's a time against the B'nai Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was mashrish toich the B'nai Yisrael. This koyach has visas, and the Mele, there's no way in the world that you're going to be able to be mekatrig on them. There's a Mori Dekivon Megoyin over here in this week's parasha. It says, "Vayomer Elokim al Bilam, lo yiseilech imoem, lo yisoir es ha'om ki baruchu." You shouldn't go with them. You shouldn't curse the nation of Klal Yisrael because they're gebench. So the Vilna Gaon asks like this. First, in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Loiseilech imoem, loisor es ha'om ki baruchu. So why does he say afterwards? Why does Hashem say afterwards? Im liku lucha bo'anoshim kum leichitam. If they're coming to call you, go get up and go with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind. L'chitchil he says, Loiseilech imoem, loisor es ha'om ki baruchu. And then Hashem says that in Likru Lachan, Bo Anoshim Kum Leichitam. What's that? Hashem is changing his mind. Hashem, you know, Lish El Vinachim, he doesn't change his mind. Weiter it says, Vayokam Bilam, Vayelachim Sarei Mayav, Vayichar Afaloi Kim Ki Hoylechu. Hashem got angry that he's going. But we just said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that if they're calling you to go, go. So what's that? L'chitchila, Hashem says, don't go. Then Hashem gives him a shush, he could yeah go.
And then again, by Yichrav Hashem, that he went with them.
So the Gros says, Amayri de Kipshat. In Lashon Kodesh, there's two words. There's Imoy, and Imam, and Es, and Itam, or Itai. They both mean that two people are going together. But there's a big difference between Im and Es. Im means two people going together, and both with the same Kavan. And both for the exact same purpose, mamish like one. Itoi either means that they're going together with different purposes, not the same kavana, or one is going and is being mashpi on the other to go, and the other one's only being dragged along. You find the marshal by Avraham Avinu, Hashem said, Lech lucha el me'artzucha. It says, Vayelech Avraham kashadiver, Elov elikin, Vayelech loit itoi. What's the pshat? Avraham Avinu went, not because of the riches. He went because Hashem told him to. Hashem, he were a little kid. Ayelech loit itoi. Loit did not go for the same purpose. Right? Or loit was a tag along. Itoi. He was a tag along. So the male alpidus, the Vilna Gaon says, Gevaldig. Ayvazoi. In the beginning, Hashem Yisbarach said, Loiseilech imohem. Don't go with them for the same tachlis. Their tachlis is they want to be Mekalo Klal Yisrael. You want to go along with them, you want to take along with them, that's fine. Obalisaylachimohem, don't go with the same kavan as them. Afterwards, when Bilam, he insisted he wanted to go, Sakonis Baruch, he gave him reshus, Leilach Itam. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Right? Im likras lucha anoshim, if they're coming to you, kum leich itam. You can go with them, as long as it's not for the same kavan. You want to be a tag along, but you want to do it like we'll see in a minute for the money, I'm fine with that. But if you're going to go with the same kavana, doesn't hang. But then later on, it says that Itaka went, and he went Taka for the Tachlis with them. What's that Kihoylechu? He went Be'etzem. It says, Vayelech im Sarembayav, im Daika, right? Like Rashi says, im means Levi to Levam, Shavek, Kichoshim Lekala. He went with them. So that got Hakadosh Baruch Hu angry. So Hashem gave him Rishus to go Itam. He didn't give them Rishus to go Imam. Now what does that mean to go Itam? Like, so what's the tachlis of going? So I saw Rishim and Schwab. He rather has a little, same Yesod, but not with Itam and Imam. He's Madaik, other Lashainis in the passing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was masking. Bill wanted to go Shalai Lashma. Stop to make money on the deal. So then to begin with, his work is going to be a failure. Because if a guy doesn't go with the full rutzen, then it doesn't stand a chance. He's going for money. He's not going with Kala. You want to go with Yitam? You want to go for money? I'm okay with that. Because Rosh did not want him to go with the full rutzen to curse out of his own hatred. And that he was over on. So that's why Kodesh Baruch got angry at him. Those are the pshat, the itoy, imoy, those are the Vilna Gaon pshat. One of the greatest miracles in the history, by Yiftach Hashem's Pi Ha'osein. Hashem opened up the Pi Ha'osein. So I saw a Dover Nifla that HaChosin HaKodesh, Rav Avraham Halevi, he was a Mekubel that lived in Tzfas in the 1500s. So he said over, that one time, the Talmidim of the Arizal, while he was asleep, they saw him mumbling while he was asleep. They understood he was learning something. So after he woke up, he asked the Nebi, Imagal, because what were you learning while you were asleep? So he said, if I would live for another 80 years straight, I wouldn't be able to tell you everything I just saw in my Chalayim. I learned now about the conversation of the Osain with Bilam. And if I lived for 80 years straight, I wouldn't be able to Imagal to you everything that I learned. To the plan. Right, Thursday was tremendous. Hoichi in Yanim over here. So Dafim Pashtain. Dafim Pashtain. This is from the Mamash tremendous nace. It was a special Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. Misheshes Yimei Bereshis. If I would be riding in a Chamar, and the Chamar starts talking to me, I have to say, I would faint on the spot. I'd fall over. Mamash, you'd have to revive me. Until I got the words out of my mouth, I'd be sitting there, let alone say anything to the Chamar, and just talk like nothing. Why'd you hit me three times?
I'll tell you why I hit you. You're doing a darn lousy job. That's why.
You mocked me three times. That's like, mamish, like nothing. Like someone's telling his worker, the worker complains, what are you hitting me for? You're not doing a good job. That's mamish what happened over here. What's the pshat? How in the world is a shayah not a key who's had his spinals? Doesn't stop, garnished. So you could say, because he was used to higher kinds of koichis, maybe. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky says that the pshat is, he was a orangutan. He was a orangutan in taiva and in kovet. He was in a rush. I gotta go. Gotta make that money. I want to curse the Bnei Yisrael. Gotta curse those Bnei Yisrael. I'm gonna make myself money. I'm gonna get kovet. When a fellow was self-absorbed, and a fellow's mamish orangutan and his egg in the taiva, you could see the greatest occurrence in the world, and it could go right over your head. And mamish not see anything. You know, and talk back to the chamor like nothing happened. That's the shot. If a person is so shokua in his taiva, he's so shokua in kovet, and in hatred, I might add, in hatred, mamish was a zorish, I got me that. Demis is, I was thinking to myself, I just mentioned this Rav Avraham Halevi about the sages that took place over here. And Bilam, who's a spiritual person, and he has a kayak for so-called nevuah, it went right over his head. Not the pella of the P.R. Osang, the nace, nothing. Not the message that it was supposed to convey, nothing. None of the hoiche and yonim that would take the Arizal over 80 years to say over went right over Bilam's head. Favos, he's a orangutan in his taiva, he's a orangutan in his regular routine. I was thinking, we're approaching the 3 weeks now. Beinam Tzarim is supposed to be a time when we think about the churban and we long for the churban and we're supposed to shed tears over the churban. So you do a, the Pasuk says, Kol Reit Feho Yisigua Beinam Tzarim. Which Pasuk of Shat means that all of those that pursued it, they swooped down on it, mamish, they didn't have a chance to escape the boundaries. And the Medrash says that throughout history, Kol Reit Feho Yisigua, in this period of Beinam Tzarim. But the Medrash of Maggid says, Kol Reit Feho, those that pursue the Shechina, Reit Feh Koh. Those that are right after Hashem, that want to pursue Hashem and get close, he sigua, when could they be mass again? Beinam Tzarim, during this period of time. And Svarim began to marshal that the Melech, when he's sitting on his throne, with all of his advisors around him, with all the guards around the palace, the regular Hamayni can't get anywhere near the Melech. But during this period, let's say the Melech goes out into the country, and he goes from one city to the next, and he's mislavesh and he wanders, then it's easy to get to the Melech. During this period of the 3 weeks, the Shechina especially, it goes out, it's misabel, and it's not in its regular place, there's a time when we can get close to the Shechina. Olamaisa, you know, we don't do it. What's the shot? To a certain degree, we're like Bilam with the Chamor. The Chamor had tremendous soydis and tremendous his galison, and it went right over his head. And comes a period of 3 weeks, and you know, another 3 weeks passes, another Tisha B'Av passes, said I miss a Lekinis, we thought a little bit, we have to realize what's the reason, because we're busy with our own routine. I mean, you know, it's a Dezach, and this one has this thing, this one has this thing. We're occupied with good things, of a nicer. You have to make time to get away from that preoccupation, and to be able to give it some thought, and to be able to shed some tears over the churban. And those goof is the thing that brings the geula, if we shed tears and we have a longing for the geula. So maybe the kedol megoyin here. Hen om levodod yishkoyin, uvagoyim lo yischashov. Behold, it is a people that dwells alone, and it's not considered amongst the nations. So the Gros says, it's a Dover Yodua, that Yisrael is compared to the fire. It's a Pasuk in Ovadia, for Hoya Beis Yaakov, Eish, or Beis Yosef Lohava. Beis Yaakov is compared to Eish. The Umas HaOilam are compared to Mayim. It says in Shir HaShirim, Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu L'Chabais HaSahavuk. all the waters cannot extinguish the Ahava that I have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash says that's referring to the Umas Ha'ilam. No matter how much pressure they put on us, no matter how much they try to derail us from our Dveikus Vashem, Mayim Ram L'Yuchul L'Chabas, they can't extinguish it. So these are two opposites. Water and fire are two opposites. Right? Like Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'ilam. If you take water and you spill it on the fire, so then fire gets ice. Right? But if Lehepachin is a Dover HaMafsik between the fire and the water like a pot, and you put the water on the fire, so the water cooks up, the fire cooks up the water until it evaporates. So he says, that's the pshat, and that's the pshat. If there's a Dover HaMafsik between the Eish of Klal Yisrael and the water of the Umas Ha'ilam, the Eish is Menatzeach, and the Umas Ha'ilam eventually evaporate. It's only when there is no Dover HaMafsik, and the water goes directly on top of the fire, so then Klal Yisrael has to show them they get extinguished. He says, that's why the Gemara says in the Masechtas Brachas, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, Horoya Kedeira B'Chaloyim, Yitzapa L'Sholom. If you see a Kedeira is a Dover HaMafsik between the fire and the water. If you see a Kedeira, which means you see a simon that there's a Hefsik between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam, that means Sholom for Klal Yisrael. Because that means that the fire is Menatzeach over the water. But where there is no Kedeira, where there is no Dover HaMafsik, that's when Klal Yisrael suffers. So that's Shant the Pasuk over here. Hen Om Levodod Yishkayim. When are we a people? If we dwell alone. If there's a Dover HaMafsik between us and the Umas Ha'olam, Hen Om Levodod Yishkayim. When did our problems really begin? When the ghetto walls were broken down, you know, when the Haskalah, they wanted to emulate the Goyim, that's when the barrier broke, and that's when, unfortunately, there's tremendous Yerida in Klal Yisrael. But Kozman, there is that Dover HaMafsik, Hen Amu Vadod Yishkoyim, Uvagoyim Moyiz Chashov, then we know that Klal Yisrael has a Kiyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Yidden from the claws of Bilam, but unfortunately, Bilam Lamaise had a shlita on Klal Yisrael. Shteitin Posik by Yitzomei Yisrael Baal Pa'or. Yisrael became attached to Baal Pa'or by Yichar Af Hashem B'Yisrael. What was the chait of the Baal Pa'or exactly? Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. There was a Maise with a Shiksa, with a Goya, that once became very ill. And she made a neder that if she gets cured from her illness, she'll be oivid every single avodah zarah in the world. Sure enough, she got cured, and she started fulfilling her neder. When she came to Pa'or, so she asked, how do I serve this idol? So he said, they said, you eat beets, and you drink sheikhar, and then you relieve yourself on top of the idol. She goes to the bathroom on the idol. So they said, it's better that she should get sick again than have to do this miyazazach. There's another measure that says that somebody went to serve Pa'or, and after he did what he did, he cleaned himself on the nose of the Avodah Zarah. So the priests told him, never was anybody so mahadr in this Avodah Zarah, you mamish did it, b'tachlis ha'idr. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? I mean, it's pillar plowing. What's the pshat? I mean, how do you understand what this Avera Baal Pa'or is? Also, the Medrash HaGadah said, Moshe Rabbeinu was buried Mul Beis Pa'or, Mamish opposite Baal Pa'or. So Medrash HaGadah, Taisus HaSoita brings down this Medrash every single year. At the time that the Yidden were Choyte with the Bnei Smoyah, with the Baal Pa'or, the Avodah Zarah comes out of the ground. Moshe Rabbeinu sunk into the ground. The Avodah Zarah comes up, and it's ready to be makatrik against Klal Yisrael. It's called Baal Pa'or because it's Poyer is Piv. Can I get Klal Yisrael to be makatrik? And then it sees Moshe Rabbeinu's kever, and then it chaps a pachad, and it goes back down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Moshe Rabbeinu's kever, mamash mul beis Pa'or. And that's mevatel the kitrug of the Pa'or. What's the mida connected mida that Moshe Rabbeinu offsets the Pa'or? What's the pshat? Shulchan Shmuel of it says that, what's the Inyan of Pa'or? I mean, which normal person would do something like that? That's the way you serve a deity. That's the way you serve a higher force. The teretz is that pa'or is the pshat. They remove themselves from the regular norms of humanity. They remove themselves from the regular constraints, the regular borders, the regular boundaries, and they say, there's no such thing as boundaries. Nothing exists that could stop me from doing whatever I want. Pa'ar is total hefkeiros. The Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar is lehepach, not to give covet, and not to be machmia yourself. And lehepach, every single thing goes. And nothing is mechayiv the Adam to do anything. Nothing is sacred, everything goes. So Chaim Shmulevitz, that's why there's a posik in Dvarim, Kapitel Dalit, Einechem haroyes es asher osa Hashem v'bal pa'or, ki cholisha shaholach ha'bal pa'or, hishmide Hashem alikechem v'kirbecha. Right before that it says the union of Israel, Baal Taisim and Baal Tigra. What's the connection? Hashem says, don't add to the Torah and don't subtract from the Torah. You're not a balabas over here. If you add to the Torah, that means you're showing that I'll do what I want. I'll add. You take away from the Torah, you're saying I'll do what I want. You're being pegeya in the borders of the Torah. And once you do that, once you give in, who knows what could happen. You can end up with Baal Pa'ar, where everything goes and everything is hefkidik. That's not what you see today. You ever see these jeans they sell in the store? Brand new jeans with ripped knees, with mamish. What is that? There's a beauty to it. No, the Indian is. Everybody else gets dressed nicely. I'm a hoodie to get dressed nicely. That's you, and I do whatever I want. You know, if I want to go with ripped pants, okay. If I want to wear my underwear on top of my regular clothing, that's what I'm going to do. Finished. Thus is the Avodah Zarah from Pa'ar. The Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar is total hefkeiros. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu is buried mul beis Pa'ar. Zelu umazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is the symbol of Eved Hashem. Madula Yeresu Ladabra Ba'avdi B'Moshe. Mayomis Moshe Eved Hashem. He was the quintessential Eved that's totally Meshavet himself. He doesn't have the slightest bit of Ani in himself. Everything is Bakal Kalapi, the Ratzon Ha'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's mul beis Pa'ar. Zelu umazeh. Keneged the tuma of Hefkeirus, you have the Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu, that offsets that tuma. Zelu umazeh. There's an interesting thing I saw, Moshe that came through Santa Zach. Parshas Balak ends off with a tragedy. The last pasuk in Parshas Balak, it says, Vayihu ha-mesim ba-mageifa, arbo ve-eshrim olav. The ones that died in the Magefa after Baal Pa'ar was 24,000. There's a shayla in the Sforim. How do you end off with a Dover Ra? There's a pasuk in Koheles. Pasuk in Koheles says, Al Tamay B'Dover Ra. There's a Yerushalmi in Megillah that says that with Aliyahs you're supposed to start with the Dover Toiv, the sign with the Dover Toiv. So how do we finish over here with the Dover Ra? So the Sefer HaManik brings down that there's a minig taka, a minig among some svardin, there's a minig tsarfas, that they go into Parshas Pinchas until Hinnani Noisalayz Brisi Shalom. Because they don't want to be Messiah with the Dover Ra. Some people taka have that minig. The Ben Ish Chai, he says, Hayois, the person with the Aliyah says, Berchas HaTaira. So that's the Dover Toivi, a Messiah with that. I was thinking of saying a pshat. The Gro once set up Shah and Chumash in Parshas Boy, and they sent him Shalom min HaShemayim, greetings that he was mechavim to the Yemes. They sent their Shliach. So this Shliach, his son once saw him in a dream. The son of this Shliach says, where are you headed for, Tata? So I'm on my way to the Gro. Of us to give him a Yashikoya for the Pshat he said in Parshas Boy. So why did they send you Bidavkas? He says, because I was mechavim to a Pshat in Parshas Pinchas. Similar to what the Gros said over this that he sent me. What was his pshat? This was Refival of Smargam. That was his name. What was the pshat? So state by Yihi Yuhamesim Bamagefa, Arbo Ve'esrim Olav. By Bamagefa there's an Esmachta. By Yihi Yuhamesim Bamagefa, stop. Arbo Ve'esrim Olav. Makes no sense that there's an Esmachta over there. I mean, it's one long sentence. By you are mason by my gate was not a fact in and of itself. So why is there an asnachta there? He said the pshat was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't develop a chesed over here. 24,000 people were supposed to die in the Magefa. That was the minion, cheshvan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to make the number less? The people that were supposed to die natural deaths that day, he included them in the Magefa. They were going to die anyway. They were part of that 24,000. So the overall minion was less than it was supposed to be. That's shot in the pasuk. The ones that were supposed to die anyway, they were included in the Magefa. What was the total? I brought the Esrim Aleph. So it comes out that even Toich, an Einish that Hashem gives, he shows his Midas Haches and how much he cares for us. So the emphasis is, even Toich the Magefa, you see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, that even me Toich anger, they did the terrible Hefkeres. And Afal Pikein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the Havat to Klal Yisrael. The Afal Pikein, I'd like to finish with the Dover Toich. It says, Lehibit Oven B'Yankiv, V'Leiro Amul B'Yisrael. He doesn't see any Averis in Yankiv, he didn't see any perversity in Klal Yisrael. Hashem Eloi Kavima, Hashem is with him. Says up the Hailing of Baal Shem, if a person doesn't look for a virus in Klal Yisrael, he doesn't look for the Israelis, then you know Hashem Alikavimai. You want to know if Hashem is with you? If you look out only for the good of Klal Yisrael, you look at their Marilis, and you don't look for the Israelis, then Hashem Alikavimai. Coming to the period of the 3 weeks, we one of the reasons for the Churban was Sinas Chinam. So this is we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with us. We should be zeiche that these 3 weeks should be the last time that we mourn, and maybe this Tisha B'Av will have to be a yontif. We'll be zeiche to be as HaMashiach and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Amen. 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 I'd like to wish everybody a good and gesund summer.
Amen.
Yeah.